A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 2. It happened late one afternoon when David arose from his couch and was walking on the roof of the king's house, that he saw from the roof a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful. Well, you should recognize the story, the beginning of David's fall with Bathsheba. Last time we looked at the very important first step towards this fall, that David did something that he had never done before. He was not out ahead with his army defeating God's foes. In fact, the tragedy of this was that David would never again lead his army into victory. Never. Even after his repentance, even after his confession before Nathan, even after Psalm 51's deep repentance, but David was never to be given the honor of leading God's armies into victory. And it started in verse 1, at the time when kings go out to battle, David stayed at home, and he sent out Joab, his trusted general. You see, if you are not busy with God's work, busy with the Lord, busy with His Word, busy resisting sin, you'll find that in your idle time, you will have idle eyes, and you will have a wandering spirit. And that's what happened to David. It says, late one afternoon, David arose from his couch. He probably had been snoozing there in the luxurious upper level. And then they had this huge garden, the roof of the house, flat with beautiful flowers and everything. And he was able to just wander around and do nothing. That is the danger. And so too, dear friend, you might fall into that danger, that you begin to have idle eyes and wandering eyes, looking then at the wrong thing. Surfing the net has its dangers. If it's just because you're idle and there's no specific intention that you're looking up something specifically, and you begin to just wander around googling this and googling that, well, you'll surf and there are sharks around waiting for you. And so David, because he was doing nothing, because he was wandering around, because he was in that sleepy mood, not doing what he should be doing, it was then that he noticed Bathsheba. What is it that you are noticing, dear friend? Get busy with God. Keep your eyes on Him.